Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Jim Galante, in with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, I think we're on week 157 of the lockdown. How are you handling things?
Week 157, that sounds about right. It does feel like it's kind of going on and on. And obviously, the more we want things to move back into normalcy, the more complicated things seem to get. So just when you feel like maybe things are opening up, there's a whole debacle of Pennsylvania leadership and who's yellow and who's red. I feel like I'm always going to be red, Jim. not my county, me as an individual.
Dustin, on this show, we will always green light you. All right. Our Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Breaking news, they're now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania, Dustin. Right now, you can play your favorite casino games right from your phone and play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours. All you got to do, go to DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app right now, and you could download it on your mobile phone from your app store, and at the top navigation bar, you'll see there's casino games. And yes, I've been playing blackjack. It's a lot of fun. It's great. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN. Get to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for the first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, let's get to the news. The big news of the past week or so is another commitment, this time from three-star athlete Lonnie White Jr. from Malvern Prep. He is 6'2", 210, a pretty big guy. He currently plays quarterback, but that's not how Penn State is recruiting him. Where are they going to put this guy, Dusty?
It's all indications seem to be he's going to be a wide receiver. And it's a position that he played a couple of years ago at Malvern Prep. It's a position he's going to play whenever the 2020 season begins at all these levels. He's supposed to play wide receiver and safety. And I think just the idea that he's going to step in and play quarterback. And Jim, this guy moves really, really well. And you started to see, you know, right around the time that Penn State offered him midway through April, went right into the driver's seat as far as landing him. It seemed like a switch was flipped, that he was previously committed to play baseball at Clemson, which, again, that tells you something, because playing baseball in the ACC is not for the faint of heart. So Lonnie White, really a good athlete. But the switch was flipped when Penn State offered that football seemed to be the sport that was going to carry him forward. The sentiment seemed to be clear that he liked baseball. Maybe he was looking to be the two-sport athlete, and I believe that's going to be the case at Penn State. But I think Penn State's getting a really, really good one. And when the season does begin and he gets to showcase that athletic ability in that wide receiver role, then you're going to see his national recruiting profile rise. I think he's that good of an athlete. Really sturdy and thick build, 6'2", 210 right now. I don't expect much to change as far as his body type. They'll work on his quickness and stuff like that. But I think he's going to be a really good player down the road. And I think, unlike Mac Hippenhammer, I think he can handle the ability to play both baseball and football for as long as that goes on with him. Because he's a lot more special of an athlete, I think. And that's what it takes. I mean, I was really thinking about this when it related to Mac Hippenhammer, because you can start to draw some parallels. Okay, we lost one guy to the transfer portal who tried and I think, sort of failed to play football and baseball. Now we're getting another guy who's going to try. I think Lonnie White, the game of baseball, the game of football is going to come a little easier to him than Mack Hippenhammer. And I think he's going to be able to succeed at doing both.
I look at it a little bit differently, Dusty. I'm not sure it's so much, and I don't even know if it was Hippenhammer handling both sports as much as he probably got bypassed on the roster at wide receiver. But the other part to this guy that's fascinating is this playing quarterback, and you can look at this both ways. Is it a negative that he spent a year of development at quarterback instead of at the position he'll probably play at the collegiate level at wide receiver? But I look at it as the kid who's special enough in high school to be put at quarterback, that means he's the best player on the team. He probably is a good leader, has an understanding of the game beyond his position when you are the quarterback. So I like when they get these kids who, I believe, what was it, Tyler Warren last year, who's a tight end on the roster who played quarterback for his high school team. I like when they get these guys. I think it says a lot for that player to have the ability, if they're a wide receiver, to be able to play quarterback at the high school level. Am I off base?
No, I think that's a fair thought, and I think it's a good thought. It's like, you know, how most major league baseball players were shortstops in high school. It's indicative of their ability and their athleticism. And I think, as much as anything, the 21 and the 20 recruiting classes at Penn State, there's a whole lot of, boy, this guy is a tremendous athlete. Let's figure out what we can do with it. Lonnie White's a tremendous athlete. He's got some real skill on the football field, but I think Penn State is getting this athlete. They're putting him where they believe he belongs. It's possible he ends up someplace else, but he is a really top-of-the-line athletic guy, and they'll take that. I mean, the development time, I think that's meaningful, but you're projecting all these guys. I think Lonnie White, even if he had zero experience playing wide receiver, Penn State would take him as a wide receiver and build him into that. I think losing a year of development time, with a guy like this, I don't think that really matters.
I don't either. All right, let's move on. You and I were having a little conversation prior to the start, and we're going to an interview that our colleague Greg Pickle had with Christian, and I was told that it's pronounced Veyu as his last name.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Eventually, so. But anyway, the conversation seems to be quite a bit about is his recruitment, does this show a change in Penn State's philosophy at quarterback? Are they looking for a guy who's going to stay in the pocket a little bit more and not be asked to run as often? Do you think this actually indicates that kind of change, Dustin?
I think it's less about the type of quarterback they're going after and more about how they're going to use them. At their core, what Penn State wants in a quarterback is a guy who prefers to pass it. He prefers to throw it and who is capable of making plays with his legs. I think what's going to change is not so much the recruiting philosophy, because I don't think Christian Veyu differs all that much from a Sean Clifford, from a Will Levis, from a Taquan Roberson. They're all guys who move very, very well, but at the same time, they're true quarterbacks. I just think once the season kicks up and you start to see what's new, what's a little different with Kirk Shiroka's offense, I think they're going to expose these quarterbacks to a little bit less risk and make running on these RPO plays just a means of posing a threat and a means of making the teams account for that, making plays whenever things break down, those types of things. And I don't think you're going to see quite as much running on a design basis as you did in the past. But in terms of what they're going after on the recruiting trail, I don't think they use all that different from these other guys. I think they all wanted to throw the ball first. You're just going to see that play out just a little bit different on the field, if that makes sense. So similar prospects, because James Franklin is always going to believe in that, but I think the usage will just be a little bit different. And I'm in favor of a little bit different usage of the quarterback's legs.
Well, I agree, Dustin. I think in the collegiate game right now, just the threat that the quarterback might be able to take off is very important. And there's going to be guys who are more capable and less capable of doing that. And the other part to all this is the last couple of years, Trace McSorley, Sean Clifford, they were pretty beat up towards the end of the season. And I believe even Kurt Schiracha in his press conference, he met with the media, he talked in terms of using the quarterback, but maybe not so much between the tackles where they get beat up so much. So I think there's just going to be a little bit, there'll be a threat to run, but maybe not quite as much.
I think it's the happy medium. I don't think the last 2 years they've spent time in that happy medium. I think they've gone probably a little too far with all that wear and tear.
Yeah, I think so. Somebody else came out this week, changing topics a bit here. Penn State was ranked in the top 10 on something called roster talent. First of all, what's the difference between being ranked in the top 10 and roster talent and being ranked in the top 10? Go ahead, Dustin.
I think the difference is you look at roster talent as being more just sort of that raw potential kind of thing, where top 10 rankings, which, I mean, Penn State is both essentially. Top 10 rankings, really, it's going to skew a little bit more towards experience and experience in those key areas like quarterback and offensive line and that kind of thing. So Barton Simmons, whose opinion I think should, if it's not highly respected among Penn State fans, it should be, had Penn State in the top 10 just of this raw talent. He didn't rank them, and I think he's got a point. You know, he really liked what they have at linebacker and running back. He didn't really get into the offensive line so much, which I think is in really, really good shape, which plays a part in the top 10 actual national ranking. So Penn State is right there on par, and I think it's a product of the 2018 and the 2019 classes being so good and having that talent start to mature both last season and even more so now. You know, you look at some of the guys who redshirted from the 2019 class, they're going to be really, really good players, I think. And we just haven't even seen them start to scratch the potential, the surface of that potential. So I think he's right. I think Penn State is right there. You know, I have more questions about the 20 and 21 classes, but this 18 and 19, those groups are really special. And I think you're going to start to see that play out on the field beginning this season. It helps that the offensive line is really good. It helps that the running backs are deep and talented, and they skew young, too. I think there's a lot to like. Penn State fans, as much as anybody, they're spending more time looking at the glass being half full. There are people out there looking at it being glass half. There are people out there looking at it being glass half full. We'll take a quick break right now. Come back with a wide receiver depth chart of where Lonnie White fits in.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops. All new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.